This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. We're talking a little Browns here as they get to their first preseason game. Jake, we got training camp going on. One guy is missing, and the Browns play the Giants Thursday. Expectations for this game, and do you just expect Josh Gordon to show up, which I guess he's going to lose his ability to become a free agent here and will have to still stay under control, contractual control with the Browns as a restricted free agent until 2020 if he's not at practice Tuesday. Your whole initial reaction to Josh Gordon's absence and what you expect for the Browns?
Yeah, I guess initially with Josh, I was a little bit surprised when the news came out. I was glad when I was seeing Twitter and Josh Gordon trending that it wasn't a failed drug test, and at least he's okay and getting some help for some mental issues, I guess. But, you know, you never know what's going on behind the scenes as well. Yeah, I guess if that's the case with his contract situation, I would imagine he would be there for the football game against the Giants. I don't think he'd be playing it, but he'll definitely a report, I would think. And you just hope for the best from Josh Gordon. You can't trust him. You know, you're not counting on anything specifically, but there's a lot of upside if he can be right. And if his head is together and he's been working as hard as he says he's been working on his issues, then, you know, you've got something there. And, you know, just I guess overall with the Browns and this first game, it's the first preseason game. So lots of second teamers. You're going to see lots of flaws. You know, you got a new offense that you're installing again. You don't have a left tackle named Joe Thomas anymore. So there's still a lot to get done, but I think this team overall is better. I think the talent on the roster is better. And if they can get me to December with something to root for, even if they don't make the playoffs or if they start falling off, then I'm happy with the progress this season, I guess.
Yeah, I think the real thing we hope for is health. And, I mean, if it's mental health and physical health of Josh Gordon, hopefully he can join the team. I did have a thought that maybe he wanted to avoid the whole Hard Knocks thing. I think, like, we've always felt we
I
wanted the Browns to avoid it.
Right.
But it really comes down to when he's there, we can deal with that when he's there. I mean, that's basically been the same thing that we've had, kind of the same philosophy. I mean, he's closer to being there than he'd ever been before. So, I mean, I guess that's a positive thing. When it comes to the expectation, man, like, I want to see the Browns. I want to see this Todd Haley offense, you know, show some kind of rhythm. I don't care what that is. If it's running the ball, if it's, you know, getting some passes down the field. I mean, we got to see, you know, the next Wizard of Berea, Baker Mayfield, that everybody's claiming the Browns are so high on that he might even start week one. And I just can't – Browns fans, please, we cannot repeat the same movie over and over again. Baker needs to sit at least one game. I mean, my God. Yeah, is that too much to ask? You know what I mean? Like, this guy's got to come out the gates to start the season. Like, he can't sit one game. Yeah, like, I don't care if they go 4-0 in the preseason. The guy needs to sit. So we'll see this for ourselves in some live bullets. You said it's going to be a lot of second teamers and whatnot out there, but we'll see what they got. I would like to see a lot of Nick Chubb. I think that's what I'm really excited for. I'm excited to see the Browns have some semblance of a running game, and I think that's what's going to serve them well. I know we talk about left tackle, but Tonio moving over there, I don't know what that's going to look like. So that's what I say. I just want to see them run the ball, because if they can do some run blocking, the pass blocking, if they're getting the ball out of there fast to Juice Landry, who looks awesome, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I guess my take with Baker Mayfield is that if you're Hugh Jackson, that you're making the decision pretty much at that, you know, based on your input from Todd Haley and John Dorsey. But if Hugh's not making that decision, then I think that what are you doing? You got to give your head coach the ability to know when to put a player in and when not to put a player in. They're the ones that are closest to the situation. And, you know, I agree with you. I hope he sits all 16 games this year and we go to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor. But in Brownsland, that has never happened since 99. And he's going to play at some point. But if he plays week one, I mean, the Seattle Seahawks went into camp saying the same thing about Matt Flynn, and they drafted Russell Wilson, and by the end of the four preseason games, Russell Wilson had looked so damn good, not only in the games, but through practice and how he understood the game and worked. He ended up being the starting quarterback, and there they are with the Seattle Seahawks having a Super Bowl and Russell Wilson being one of the top you know, 10 to 15 quarterbacks in the league every year he's been in the league.
Yeah, well, we might end up with the guy playing in the CFL throwing four interceptions on a Friday night, too. So we got both ends of the spectrum with this, you're saying.
It did sound like he matured, though.
Yeah, I mean, great. You know what I'm saying? Only took 8 years. You know what I'm saying? Guy should have stayed at Texas A&M. I will say one other thing I'm excited to see. I saw some activity from Jamie Collins. He had actually picked off Baker Mayfield in the scrimmage the other day. Like, I'm excited to see this linebacking core, man. Like, I think, you know what I'm saying, if we can get some turnovers and just play better defense, I know we're going to be thin at cornerback with, you know what I'm saying, the way the Brown situation with Denzel Ward starting. But the linebacking core, they talking about the Jannard Avery kid. We know that they, you know, brought in the guy from the Eagles, Christian Kirksey. If they can make some things up front, if Myles Garrett is getting some pressure, hey, it might be fun to see the Browns create, you know, some turnovers.
Yeah, again, and Greg Williams pulling the strings on all this stuff, and at least you don't have to teach a new defense to go through new offense this year. And I think that'll help a lot of people. You know, this team definitely has talent. You just worry about the health issues and how, like, I think we're talking off air possibly. You mentioned how thin this team is, and that's the case. I mean, they've got some really, really good players, but they've got some veterans too. And if some of these veterans start going down, there's going to be some pretty damn big holes that are going to have to be filled.
There's two guys that I think they're going to bust out. This Corey Coleman guy stinks. He went down with a hamstring injury. And Jabril Preppers, I know, you know what I'm saying, you thought this guy had something to, man, I don't think this guy's got anything to help this defense. And I think that's going to be something that we're going to be able to watch during the preseason and early in the season, and hopefully the Browns. I'm excited to see what the Browns do roster-wise with some other guys from some other teams, not the names that we've heard so far, which I don't think either one of us are excited about, Dez Bryant or the one and only Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't want Dez Bryant coming back to my huddle in case Baker Mayfield ends up in there telling Baker how wide open he was every time he doesn't get thrown the ball in a pass play. That's not the culture I want to teach to the young wide receivers either, that, you know, the way to get the ball is to get in the quarterback's face every time you get in the huddle. He would be toxic for this locker room. I want no part of Dez Bryant, and I similarly feel the same way about Adam Jones. I just don't think it's necessary now. I think Adam Jones is matured, and as far as maybe in a locker room sense, could bring something. And if he's comfortable with it and he knows him and he knows what his value is, I at least listen to that. But you cannot convince me any way you want to spin it that Dez Bryant would be a good thing for the Cleveland Browns.
We could use Adam Jones in a return game, if there is such a thing with football going the way that it is. I mean, it might be, you know, changed by midseason, so who knows? Let's wrap this one up, Jake, because, like, let's talk about that. Where are you with this new rules? We saw it, like, in place a little bit during the Hall of Fame game. I think that's going to be the one thing to watch in preseason, to see how aggressive the Browns players. I mean, we know the secondary is going to be Terrence Mitchell from the Packers and Denzel Ward and Peppers. But how aggressive do you want to see the Browns? Or you think these guys are going to be laying off? We saw the one hit on the tight end, you know, in the Hall of Fame game that, you know, drew the flags and whatnot. I don't think these guys really even know what they can do as far as hitting guys anymore with the new rules.
Yeah, to me, I mean, the rules are too complex when you're dealing with split seconds and having to make decisions in midair at times, to be thinking about, you know, exactly where I'm hitting someone. And the other problem that we're having with it at this point is now guys are going for knees. And, you know, those aren't
hello, TJ
that's
Ward,
not much
yeah.
better. Right. That's not much better than going for the head in my mind. So now you're going to talk about if we go from the knees to the top of the torso and that's the only place you can hit. How are we going to legislate that? How are these guys going to adjust to that? And I think if I'm a team trying to handle this transition, I look at similarly as to what Ohio State has done in their training, you know, with the sumo wrestling and leverage and bringing in Chuck Liddell and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I think that is a way to go. You're going to have to start teaching players how to, you know, break the habits that they've been taught all their careers. And that's tough to do. So until it phases itself out, it's going to be, I think, a little bit, it's going to be controversial, because there's going to be times where it's going to be like, what did you want them to do? And the referee is going to throw the flag and they may enforce it. And until the entire league figures out a way to adjust to that and to find a new way to tackle, essentially, it's just going to be that transition. I think eventually, you know, all the teams will get on the same page. But we're talking that could take years and years. In the meantime, it's going to be flagapalooza.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things true. As you said, if the Cleveland Browns are going to have multiple starting quarterbacks in, you know, if there's a way for the Browns to get screwed with a new rule, they're going to get screwed out of a game with a new rule. So, you know what I'm saying? I expect that that flag palooza to happen and the Browns get screwed out of a win at some point during this season. I'll tell you this. I am excited for football. It was great to see the people go in Canton who attended the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Jake. Some more than others. Really enjoyed seeing Randy Moss, Jerry Kramer, you know, Dr. Doom. I mean, you know, those are, but I'll tell you one guy I did not excel. I'm going to end the podcast with this, Jake. I did not enjoy seeing Ray Lewis have that moment. The garbage, you know what I'm saying? And,
no,
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like the way he talked about, the Browns being a bad team and how they could do whatever when he came to the Ravens. And even that whole, that part of his speech and talking during the weekend just made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, and then you take into consideration the stuff and how his career started off the field with the murder. You know, for him to sit up there and preach for what seemed like an hour, you know, it just like was, dude, I can't get past that, man. You can quote the Bible all you want, but your dudes killed a guy and you covered it up. So, I mean, I'm all for forgiveness in Jesus Christ and you found God and that's great. Don't preach to me on your Hall of Fame thing.
That brings me to one point and one point only that's in the Bible, humility. You know what I mean? I've never seen any humility when it comes to this guy and his antics.
You know,
so,
yeah.
You know,
great.
Was he a good football player? I can't take that away from him. But like,
no,
yeah, when it comes to everything
player.
Else, my goodness, man, get out the pulpit and stop with the sermon. One other guy.
He's a walking hypocrite.
Yeah. I will say one other guy that I was happy to see go in, and I don't think he gets enough fanfare, was Brian Dawkins. I always appreciated seeing him play. Hall of Fame week is always great. I mean, showcased in Canton, Ohio. It gets no better than that, man. It really doesn't.
And so I got some breaking news as well. I'm going to be back on the air at EBSN Online starting this Thursday, doing a fantasy football and gambling show called Sleepers, Keepers, and Lines. It'll be 2 to 3 every Thursday. And we're going to be talking about not only fantasy football season long, daily football, the college football betting slate, the NFL betting slate, and especially in the NFL, how the lines and the totals, they interact with who you want to play each week and how to handle your lineups, especially impactful in the daily fantasy games as well. So all that sort of stuff, it's exciting what's going on in the world of Degenerate Nation with the Supreme Court's ruling. And the NBA now signing on with the MGM as the first casino bookmaker to sign with a professional organization. So lots to talk about. We'll have a good time, good cast of characters. Check it out on EBSN Online every Thursday, 2 to 3, Sleepers, Keepers, and Lines with me, Jake Sofranco. Now we've got football every week all the way through February. Excited for that and looking forward to the Brown season more than I have been in the past. I think that there's at least some reason to think that they can win a few games this season for sure. And who knows what ends up happening, catch lightning in the bottle and make a run at something like potentially a playoff spot. But overall, I think that it's a positive sense around the Cleveland Browns for once at this point.
Yeah, I'll be excited to see what this Hard Knocks looks like and then excited to see what we get to talk about after seeing an actual football game. So that's the next time you'll hear from us here with an Ohio Bias. You know you're going to be getting a lot of content coming up here now with football back. So look forward to us in all those formats, and we will talk at you next time. As always, go Browns.